For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. Beaverman's hockey team, 5-point weekend last weekend. We'll head on the road to Bowling Green, joined by Max Hillebrand, one of 10 newcomers on this team. What was the first conference weekend like, and how is it different than the first three weekends?
I think it was just everyone was playing a little bit more straight up. It was a little bit tighter out there. It's kind of what I expected in the CCHA, and I thought it was a great start for our team and a good bounce back weekend from the weekend prior.
The weekend prior, the team didn't defend terribly well in front of you, but that's life as a goalie sometimes. Numbers weren't great. How important was it for you to get right back out onto the ice that Saturday against Duluth and get right back on the horse, as the saying goes?
Yeah, I mean, weekends like that happen, games like that happen. The most important thing is how you bounce back, and I think that was really important for me and us as a group, and I think we did just that, so... It's in the past now and can't do anything about it.
Safe for me to assume that you're not used to splitting time a whole heck of a lot in the Western League, that the job was yours and you had it most of the night?
Yeah, that's safe to say, but I also, before I earned my spot as a starter, I did some splitting with older guys, and Raythan's made it super easy. He's been a great partner for me, and it's been really good so far.
What's that like, of having to sit some nights?
You learn lots, especially from an older guy like Raythan, who's been around a bit, and makes it really easy too. When you know the guy in there, you respect him, his work ethic, and come to the rink every day, joke around with him, and he's made it super easy on me.
Everyone says the tempo of college hockey is faster than they were maybe expecting. Is that a big deal for a goalie, how fast the game is being played in front of you, or does it just matter getting the right angle and get in front of it?
Yeah, I mean, it matters a bit. Stuff's happening a little bit faster out there. Shooters are a little bit better, and but same goes for everyone else on the ice. It's getting faster every day, so it's same old, kind of.
The game is not played the same old in Bowling Green. Everything happens really, really fast. You may not have time to get behind the net to stop a puck. How do you balance knowing how fast the puck is going to be flying around you with still just playing your game and not thinking too much?
Yeah, I think that's the biggest thing, is just not thinking about it too much. We've been talking about that in practice the last few days, and just like making good reads on rims and stuff like that and picking your spots. If it's too hard, sometimes it might be smarter to just let it go, but yeah, it's just all about making reads and playing my game.
You had a ton of accolades on the ice in the Western League, also a ton off the ice, humanitarian type stuff. How is that important to you, and why, and how long has it always been like that for you?
I think it was just always like that. Growing up, my dad working in the game of hockey, obviously, I understood what it meant to give back to the community and to give back what I've learned over the years. So I think that's going to stay the same here. And it's a tight-knit community of Beaver fans, and the alumni is super tight that I learned this weekend a bit about. And I always like to give back. So
when you signed, Canadian Major Junior wasn't an option. Once you did that, you couldn't go to college. Now all of a sudden that rule changed. How did your path change, and why did it change?
I think it's just given me a longer runway to better myself as a player, as an athlete, and then getting some schooling on top of that's never a bad thing. Never really thought I'd pursue this, but I'm sure happy it's an option now, and kind of getting the best of both worlds of WHL and NCAA.
Why did you think BSU was such a good fit?
I just think, obviously, Coach Tom has a big history here, and he's a very smart man, and the amount of goalies he's put through here onto pro hockey is pretty good, and heard nothing but great things about it. So, yeah, it was not that hard of a choice for me.
Best of luck.
Thank you.